Our catechism question this week: what special act of providence did God exercise toward man in the estate wherein he was created? And the answer is, when God had created man, he entered into a covenant of life with him upon condition of perfect obedience, forbidding him to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil upon pain of death. Now, the way that the answer begins is, of course, biblically true. When God had created man, he entered into a covenant with him. That is to say that God bound himself to man. I know that the Children's Catechism, which was authored in the middle of the 19th century, says that a covenant is an agreement between two persons. But really, a covenant is a binding of two parties together, is a better way to say it. And it is amazing that God, who creates man, would then bind himself to him. This is the most infinite of condescensions. That is the most infinite of stooping down that can be imagined, that the Creator would enter into covenant with the creature, that God would bind himself to someone whom he has just recently formed out of dirt and breathed into his nostrils. And then God, the living God, who is blessed forever and dwells in unapproachable light, he is the only true God from everlasting to everlasting. He enters into covenant with this creature from the dirt. How great is the grace and mercy and generosity and goodness of God, even before man becomes a sinner. And we'll get to the second covenant, the covenant of grace. But that is not to say that this is not a covenant in which there is grace. Of course it must be a covenant in which there is grace. We are dependent upon God for our being. And so there is a sense in which this is gracious. It is not a covenant of redeeming grace. And it is not a covenant in which we were to be passive, where God himself secures both sides of the covenant. The condition of this covenant was the perfect obedience of Adam. God made it very clear that the first transgression of this covenant by Adam would destroy him. In the day that you eat of it, dying you shall die, said God to Adam. And so it is upon condition of perfect obedience. But the implication then is that if Adam had kept the covenant, living he would live. That there is a life that is promised, the implication of a promise of life in this covenant that corresponds not to who and what Adam is and was at the time that that God entered into this covenant with him, but that corresponds to who God is. That there was a period, we don't know what it is, except that it was not completed, a period of trying, a period of testing, in which Adam might, by perfect obedience, fulfill the covenant and be bound to the living God forever with a life that it was according to the life of God. But Adam transgressed the covenant, so that everyone who breaks the covenant with God, God may say of them, as he does in Hosea about Israel, that like Adam, they had transgressed the covenant. And so when God had created man, he entered into a covenant, and the language in the confession is a covenant of works, which focuses upon the condition. This teaches a covenant of works. It says upon condition of perfect obedience. It doesn't say upon condition satisfied by God and not man. It is a covenant of works, but here the title given it is with reference to that which is secured or would be secured by the covenant if man had kept the terms of the covenant. And what he would have received then is life. When God had created man, he entered into a covenant of life with him. And so here's God the Creator entering into covenant with man the creature. And here's God who sustains us by his grace, in this case not redeeming grace, grace to save from sin, but still sustaining grace, giving man, in dependence upon his sustaining grace, the opportunity to obey perfectly and enter into a sort of life that is so much greater than what he initially receives when he is made in the garden, that it belongs not so much to his creation as to his being bound to God, joined to God in covenant. Now we can even see more the mercy of this covenant with its one stipulation, forbidding him to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Of course, if man had sinned in any other way, he would have violated the covenant. But God gave him this one thing to do, so that by receiving God's terms, by God's word, he might know that all of his obediences were to be rendered unto God as an expression of belonging to him and acknowledging God's covenant lordship over us. And yet this one stipulation, not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he did not keep for God's sake. He did not keep for the sake of the life that was promised to him. He did not keep even for the sake of what was threatened if he broke it. And that you see in the end of the answer here, upon pain of death. And so we really did willfully and violently sin against God in our first father Adam, when there was such a merciful and generous covenant, with such an easy and light, as it were, command, term of the covenant, forbidding him to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so certainly God was very good, very generous, very merciful, not only in the fact that he bound himself to creatures in covenant, but even the terms of that covenant were so kind and so good, so that we should, when we come to, did man continue in the estate wherein he was first created? Did our first parents continue in the estate wherein they were first created? And we come to that answer. We must shrink from what we were in our first father Adam, that we would sin against such a God and such a covenant as this one was. I think we should be careful. It's easy for us in our flesh to be hard-hearted against God in the covenant of works, as if it was not merciful and he didn't help us and it wasn't generous and it was a hard covenant. No, all of the fault is in us, in our first father Adam. This was a good and generous and merciful covenant from our good and generous and merciful God. So the question is, what special act of providence did God exercise toward man in the estate wherein he was created? And the answer is, when God had created man, he entered into a covenant of life with him upon condition of perfect obedience, forbidding him to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil upon the pain of death.